eldest son is 14 and has always been homeschooled. He has been caught masturbating a few times, and the last was recent. My upbringing was very unordinary due to the church we were a part of, and there was no talk of sex ever. I was married with no knowledge of this other than what I learned on my own, which I feel was wrong. That being said, I don't want to make the same mistake with my children. When should sex talks take place? What extent should things be shared? How should things be shared? And what is wrong with masturbation? And why should it not be done? And what can be done to help a fellow cope as he goes through this stage of life? Well, thank you for your questions, Matt. Actually, I believe just talking about men and women in general is probably something that's an ongoing conversation as you look for chances along the way. So, I think that we probably spoke some to our kids about certain things as they would ask questions or as things would come up in movies where we would see curiosity. So I'd be looking for opportunities to be able to bring it up and make it something that is not awkward to talk about. In fact, may even make comments to the extent that, you know, it sure would be nice if people were able to comfortably talk about this. And maybe the two of you just talking about the incredible union that's available. If your son is 14, certainly I would say bringing that up to him at this point is a really good thing. I would actually talk to him directly about masturbation and about sexual desire, and really that it's a desire for connection. That if you look at it from a Christian perspective, it is part of that Imago Dei, the image of God. It's what it reflects is the intensity of God's desire to be connected to us, and the frequency even of that thought is about that intensity to be connected. You might also tell him that those desires are very normal, and the last thing you want to do is make it shame-based. I know I had talks with my son about it. In fact, he was probably a little bit younger, and we ended up having some very candid conversations. One time he came into me and he said, Dad, I think I did something wrong. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, I looked up some words on in Webster's Dictionary, and I said, well, were these words that you and I haven't discussed yet? And he said, no, we've talked all. I said, you look up masturbation? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what did Webster say about masturbation? And he said, well, it was about self-glorification. And I said, man, that's a great definition. And so we talked about how we want to be adored, kind of to be like God, kind of Genesis 3, tied all of that in. And so he left, and we had a fun talk about that. And then he came back in a little bit, and he said, oh, Dad, I think I did something wrong. And I said, what now? And he said, well, it's really about, it said it's about self-gratification. And we both kind of laughed. And I said, well, self-glorification, obviously that's about us wanting to be worshipped, maybe. Instead of loving, we want to be loved. So self-gratification is the same thing. But now it's just about us trying to, it's about our own, maybe selfish wanting something for us at the expense of another person. One of the things that I think in terms of the extent of what should be shared, I think not telling him what not to do is not helpful. Telling him what to do is incredibly helpful. And so being able to speak with him about how do you look at women, not how do you not look at women. And ultimately how the purpose, I think, of creation, if you look at it from a biblical perspective, from Romans chapter 1, is to reveal God. And I believe, that's always been the purpose of creation. It's the purpose of woman, that somehow when Adam was able to see Eve for the first time, what he saw was God. He saw something amazing, and he understood something of his purpose and his meaning. But it was really a purpose to love and to guard and to protect, not to use. That she was to point us to the throne room, not something that was to take our eyes off of God, but to reveal something of God. So maybe helping him learn how to look just with love. And you ask, how should it be shared? I would just say, I think something I mentioned earlier, just while it's on the way, I would try to make it a common conversation if you possibly can. You know, what's wrong with masturbation? And I would say, really, it's not that there's something wrong with masturbation as much as maybe the fantasy or how we're looking at things. If he can learn to look rightly and learn what healthy is, that's sort of something different. I don't know for everybody if there's anything wrong with masturbation. If it becomes a compulsive habit or if it becomes a way that people objectify, then that's a very, very, I think, different thing. The wrongness comes more or less, I think, in fantasy, not in the action itself. So I wouldn't be shameful about masturbation. I would say, you know, what you don't want is for this thing to be something that rules a person's life. For some people, I mean, it's a huge problem. And it does become wrong because of the compulsion. Last but not least, what can be done to help a fellow cope as he goes through this stage of life? Well, I think first off, helping him not feel shameful is important. Second off, just being able to talk about it, helping him maybe even identify what are the things that make it difficult for him. But if he learns to look in the right way, he's going to find that being able to let go and not to be as consumed by it will, I think, get much better for him. So, I hope that's helpful. Best of luck. It's always fun starting those conversations with your child. Again, you just want to make sure you don't shame him in any way.